yes, she's just so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Once again, it's another edition from the bunker. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week on Cheese Please. And wow, you know, it's time to do one of them letter shows.
With a number.
We included a number this time. And it's sort of in tribute to our dog, Brawn. We decided to do a show that is brought to you by the letter K and the number 9. K9. Hey, isn't that smart?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something a little more.
You wanted me to tell you were smart, so I'm saying yes, you're smart.
Thank you. I'm always smart, occasionally kind of silly and narcissistic, but, you know, I mean, overall, it's just one big goofy pile of cheese. That's me.
You in a nutshell.
And we're going to feature songs from the Arrogant Worms. Mitch Miller creeps in here. We've got, we'll go back to the 911 OJ thing a little later on, and a few decades before that was a famous show called Get Smart, and one of the stars of the show cut a record.
Funny enough.
And she didn't have a real name. They just called her 99. That's why, you know, nines. You follow me, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're starting off the show with some K's, though. We have the Brady Bunch coming up shortly with Keep On. I don't know. The Brady Bunch, they're still around, man. You can't get rid of them.
No.
I don't know why.
They've moved into home rental shows, but that's another story.
Exactly. But we're starting off with Chubby Checker and Karate Monkey. Oh, that's kind of weird. On
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back. In order to derive maximum enjoyment from stereo equipment, it is important that speaker levels be properly balanced according to the acoustics of the room in which you are listening. Adjust your speaker levels so that the sound appears to come from a point midway between the speakers. When this effect is achieved, the speakers are in balance.
And they sang that on the show in some amateur hour, I remember.
Yes, talent show type thing.
Yes, and after the show went off the air for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years after the show went off the air, they actually had the Brady Bunch Variety Hour on television. And it's pretty bad.
Well, when you consider the fact that they really couldn't sing all that great.
No. But the whole concept of actually having the Brady Bunch doing a variety hour on major network television was, well, Eve Plum was smart, who played Jan. She didn't participate in the variety hour. She was smart. But the rest of them, well, all I get to say, thank God there's YouTube.
Because it's out there.
Yes. And before that, it's Chubby Checker sounding a little constipated doing Karate Monkey.
It was interesting.
He's like, oh! Do they do that in karate?
I don't know. I've never watched.
Makes you wonder. Does everyone do that in karate?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. Anyway, my name is Starfield.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, where we are saluting the K's and the 9's of the world.
Yeah, we're focusing on the K's for the first 4 songs. You've heard Keep On, Brady Bunch, Karate Monkey, Chubby Checker. Now we move on to an interesting set. We've got the Arrogant Worms coming up shortly with Killer Robots from Venus. I don't think they harm humans, though, right?
Well,
I guess we'll have to listen to it. But we're starting off with Mitch Miller going from Kalamazoo to Timbuktu on
Cheese Please.
There's a train by the station in Kalamazoo, and it soon, we'll be leaving on track number two. I heard the conductor say it's going a long, long way. It's going all the way from Kalamazoo to Timbuktu. He can be, but I left a guy in Kalamazoo who's got a claim on me. So to you, wonderful guy of Timbuktu. When we say goodbye, don't let me see you cry. Just give me one more kiss and then I'm heading back to Kalamazoo.
About 6 months ago, someone came by with a petition. Said we want to stop these folks moving in next door. I refused to sign and told them everyone was welcome. 'Cause that's what neighborhoods are for. So they moved in and I'll admit they look peculiar. They invited me to a friendly barbecue. Glad I got to know them, and let me tell you something. They may be metallic, but they're just like me and you. No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus. They gave me zucchini from their garden yesterday.
They were very fresh.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus. You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. Buddy Charlie never got off the robot's backs. Then one day, him and his whole house disappeared. I talked about it to my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus. They couldn't help me, but agreed that it was weird. No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus. They always mow their lawn, and they joined the PTA. No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus. You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. They had us over for an outdoor New Year's party. Though it was 10 below, there was food and drink aplenty. They got excited as we counted down with them. And when we kissed them, our lips stuck to their heads.
Ouch.
I was watching the news last night, and I saw something funny. Killer robots from somewhere decimated Montreal. I wondered, could it be my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus? Could it be them after all?
Oh, no. no, they're so nice.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus. They applauded for my kid at the Christmas play.
He was the best shepherd.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus. You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay. You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay. You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay.
They're okay.
Keys, please, with the Arrogant Worms, and I swear you could probably make a horror movie out of that.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I love that song.
And that's Killer Robots from Venus. But
yes,
tell me
I love that song.
Okay.
And the thing is, this is why anytime I ask, you know, Alexa or Siri or whatever to do something for me,
yes,
I always say thank you. Because you never know if the robots are going to take over the world, and you want to be one of the people they think is polite.
Ah. that creates a few rather unusual situations if it was outside the bunker.
Yes.
Back when I used to actually thank pop machines for giving me a can of pop.
Exactly. You thank the devices that are serving you.
Or should I say soda, depending on where you live.
That too.
Either way. And before that, we had Mitch Miller and I Like That Timbuktu, Timbuktu, Timbuktu. And behind the Kalamazoo to Timbuktu song, as we continue with our songs brought to you by the letter K and the number 9 here. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please, and you can't tell me this isn't the wacky, the worked, and the weird this week.
Oh, yeah, we're very weird. We got Barbara Feldon coming up, who played 99 on the television series Get Smart back in the 1960s. Big, 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 big series. Poking fun at the whole spy thing, 007 back in the 1960s, that was pretty big in itself. But we're starting it off with 911 OJ. And you know what that's all about, the trial of the century back in the 90s and all that stuff.
The white Bronco, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. And what I didn't tell you, though, Daffodil, is what I found in the really deep room down in the bunker here.
Oh, no. What are you doing in the deep room?
I was trying to clean up a few things, and I opened this box, and I found these T-shirts that I'm assumingly came out when the whole trial happened.
Entirely possible.
And there was a big picture, a facial picture, his face up on the actual T-shirt, and it said, "Don't squeeze the juice." And I didn't put it on. I put it back in the box and moved away.
Don't put other people's T-shirts on. That's a bad plan.
But you know what? That could be collectible. Maybe we can make some money out of it.
We can't sell other people's stuff.
Okay. But we can play the song right here on
Cheese Please.
From the NFL to the DNA, guess who's on the news today? He's real sharp, that MVP OJ. Well, he rushed for the Bills, but he ran in a Bronco on their way to a Mexican condo. OJ, he was running back to the line. Courtesy coverage of CNN. Now OJ, he's prime time again, cruising the highway, chauffeured by his best friend. In record time he used to score. Now OJ, he don't score no more. OJ, he's the headline of the times. Well, movie stars and rental cars call 911 OJ. He no longer takes handoffs, he plays defense today. The hero of the USC, now captured by LAPD. They vote OJ to the Hall of Shame. Well, he could have played for the Crimson Tide, cause OJ, he could run deep and wide. From sacks of mail to the county jail, there ain't no place to hide. He got offered a brand new show for the leading role down on Jailhouse Road. OJ, he's the headline of the times. Well, movie stars, rental cars, call 911 OJ. He no longer takes handoffs, he plays defense today. The hero of the USC, now captured by LAPD. Well, they vote OJ to the Hall of Shame. Hero of the USC, now captured by LAPD. Will they vote OJ to the Hall of Shame?
You see a pussycat you'd like to pet. You start to come on strong to see how far you'll get. You feed the pussycat that I'm a tiger line. You don't know that you're messing with 99. You brag about your motorboat and Cadillacs. You cheated by the million on your income tax. It isn't till they slap you with a great big fine that you know that you've been messing with 99. There's music on the hi-fi, then she dims the light. She fixes a martini that is an olive, buddy, that's a microphone. You're a foreign spy who wants to come in from the cold, and you've never been uncovered, you're so self-controlled. But when they find your body floating down the Rhine, that's a lesson, don't go messing with 99. You're the highest paid informer for a Balkan state. On your night off, you invite her for a dinner date. But when she freshens up, you'll end up unemployed. 'Cause that ain't a lipstick, buddy. That's a Polaroid. So listen, tigers, this is what it's all about. A pussycat will get you if you don't watch out. Though she may send shivers running up and down your spine, she is doing her caressing with a tiny Smith and Wesson, and that means that you've been messing with 99. Please.
Wow, I don't know what to say other than the 60s were kind of weird.
Well, they were. They were the psychedelic 60s. I mean, think about it.
Oh, don't mess with Barbara Feldon as 99 there. There's no argument there. And before that, we had Johnny Lee on a downward 90s slump, I think. I mean, he was on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack in 1980 with Looking for Love. Big hit. Now he's shilling 911 OJ.
Very honky-tonk, though.
True. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio has reached its end, almost.
You know, Daffodil, it's been... you know, you connected the dots, of course.
K and 9.
Yeah. We have a dog.
We do.
Named Ron.
Yes.
But he never says anything. We've been working on trying to get him to bark, right?
Yes. Let's see if it works.
Okay. You. What's the trick, though? Do we know? Yeah, well, you know, of course, but I don't. Oh, jeez! Okay. Get that.
Okay, I made him stop now, too.
That's good. Why? How do you make him bark?
I play the doorbell noise.
That doorbell noise at the bunker.
Yes. You play the doorbell noise and he thinks there's someone at the door, so he starts barking.
And probably Amazon or something like that.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. You never told me. This was a little secret project you've been working on for the past few weeks.
Exactly.
But you didn't tell... Oh, that's...
He won't bark when I say speak, but I figured, well, there's got to be some sound that'll make him bark, and I found one.
Well, of course. He's like our early warning system anytime we have the...
Anytime there's a delivery.
Yeah. So, anyway...
We should end off with a doggy song. We haven't had any dog songs.
Yes. I know it's stereotypical, but we're going to play it anyway. I can't think of any other song to end this off of with the Baha Men and Who Lets the Dogs Out. Who Let the Dogs Out. I know it's annoying, but remember what you're listening to.
It's Cheese Please. We're meant to be annoying.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
E-P-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Ha, ha, I have a pool with shout ha, out.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Gruffy, bash gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah.
Two Eddie cows calling them canine. Hey, but they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
E-P-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Bash gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking through the place, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white sock, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when it's in me to say, woo.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.